radiant baby Jesus. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. The radiant baby Jesus. Ah, yes. We hear stories, we have seen paintings that artists did of their remembrance and their thinking about the baby Jesus. And all these stories and all these artists are all reporting a radiant baby Jesus. Now, they didn't report him as talking before he was supposed to talk. They reported him as being a glow, a radiant child. They painted a great, wonderful aura about him, and that halo about him was so bright and so beautiful, and that's what they saw. And they even saw, said, a star pointed down toward the radiant baby Jesus. Well, the radiant baby Jesus said the things that he does, all we should do also. Things that he does, we should do also. Now, do you know of any child, seriously, do you know of any child as a baby that was not radiant? Not really. Every child is a radiant baby Jesus. Every child. Every child is born of that special conception of beauty and goodness. Every child is a glorious child. Every child is a radiant baby Jesus. How can we say that? Well, we can say that because as the divine is our parent, and this is true, the divine is the parent of every child. The divine is the parent of every being in existence anywhere in this realm or another. The divine is the parent. Now, we like to call the divine God. God is the parent of any child anywhere. And certainly we believe the divine is the parent of Jesus. If the divine is the parent of Jesus, the divine is the parent of all of us, would you think that Jesus got a little more voltage than we did, got a little more amperage than we did, got a little more brightness than we did? Well, I don't think the amplitude of Jesus was any greater than it was for any being. It's just that the story is told. And the story is told that the story is foretold. And the story is told that the child will be born on a very sacred night. And a child will be born under a star which will lead the wise men to it. And all of these beautiful things. Well, stop and think about it. You and I, each one of us, are born in that same way. We are born under that beautiful star, under that beautiful light. We are born shining out an inner radiance. And if that inner radiance is immediately recognized, then it glows more and more powerfully with each passing day. But if for any reason that inner radiance is not recognized, for whatever may be the reason, then that inner radiance ceases to be recognized as much as it can. But that doesn't mean it has to remain that way. That doesn't mean that that inner radiance of the baby Jesus, which is in each one of us, has to be in any way stifled. We as parents turn our attention to our children and we say, this is the most beautiful child, the most glorious child, the most wonderful child. Parents have a tendency to say, this is a boy or this is a girl. or they want a boy, or they want a girl, or they would like this or that. But then they always, in their heart, say, we'll take anything that comes along. We'll take any child that is our child, that has chosen to come and live in our household. The household of Joseph and Mary were not rich like kings. They were not intellectual giants. They were not spiritual masters and leaders. They were ordinary people, just like every other person on the face of the earth is an ordinary person. Because the parents of the Christ child were ordinary persons, whether we are ordinary or extraordinary parents makes no difference. Can we be ordinary people? Can we be ordinary people that with a chagrin, with a certain amount of innocence, we can turn to our child, each one, and say, this is the Christ child. Take our tongue out of our cheek and say, this is the Christ child. Know in the depth of our heart, soul, and being, each child that is our child is the Christ child. And in that recognition, we find that indeed the Christ child is born in our family. And then we go over the work that we've done before, our previous children that we've had, and we review their coming. And we recognize that each child in our family is a Christ child. Each child in our family is born of this inner radiance. Each child in our family is a genius. And then we go back to our own birth with our own parents, and we say that we are a genius. We say that we are born in the radiance of this beautiful light. And as we say this, this is what reflects itself in our life. This is what shines itself forth in our universe, in our world. This is the story of our own Bible that we're telling. The story of the purity, the goodness, the rightness, the oneness that we are. The more we concentrate on this story, the more this story reflects and radiates outwardly. The more this story is the more beautiful, the most beautiful story on the face of the earth. Open your eyes today and start counting how many baby Jesuses, how many Christ childs have been in your awareness. How many have come into your house, into your light, into your world? How many do you care about? Have you seen a radiant baby Jesus today? Well, look in the mirror for a starter, and you'll see, indeed, one of the most beautiful of all. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.